Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
It is.
So
all day long, as my grandma would say. You'd say like, hey, is today Tuesday? She'd say all day long.
That's right. Are you going to drink anything all day long for Thirsty Thursday?
You have to drive somewhere,
I do have to
you?
Drive. Yeah, I have to drive. I'm driving to Detroit.
Oh, you're not flying. You're driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But once I get to Detroit, I'll have myself a little nightcap for sure.
Okay. What will be your nightcap of choice?
It's a great question, Mo.
I know what it's going to be. It's what it always is, a White Russian.
Yeah, but if it's my first drink of the night, if my nightcap is the first drink of the night, I won't go White Russian. I'll go Old Fashioned.
You're not going to have just one drink.
You never have just one drink.
Guys, come on. You make me sound like an alcoholic.
Well.
Guys! Kyle, you went to U of I.
That means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, more like
I graduated
U of DUI.
And I stopped. Oh, so now we're making fun of drunk driving.
D-U of I.
I would never do that.
Oh, my God.
Says the guy who didn't start drinking until he was 30 for some odd reason.
Yeah, I know. I didn't start drinking until I was 30.
Now you're like regretting it. Like, look what I missed out on.
Well, now he's trying to play catch up.
Yeah,
I am trying to play catch up. But you know what? I'm glad I waited. Yeah. No, I'm going to say it. I'm glad because, one, I remember everything from college. Literally everything. And two...
Okay.
You guys know me. If I would have drank in college, I wouldn't have been able to control it. Now that I'm an adult, I'm more mature, and I'm still not even very mature, but I'm more mature. I know when to stop. So I've never really been I've never been blackout drunk.
Okay, now that I really just have just, this question has come to my mind. I don't know why I've never asked you this before.
What?
But at the 6 years that you were in college, what was it like when everybody else was drunk and you weren't?
First of all, I was only five, but it felt like six. It was awesome. I loved it because I loved like not messing with drunk people because that has like a negative connotation on it. But like, I love just like playing around with drunk people. It was fun.
Did you ever feel
like I was missing out?
Yeah.
No. No, I never did. I never had the desire to drink.
With some people, I'm not saying everybody's like this, but when you're sober and then everybody else is drunk, it can maybe get annoying. But if you're all drunk, then it's not annoying.
There were times that it got annoying. Like one of my best friends, for example, in college, his 21st birthday, we did the 21 shots thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh,
that's ridiculous!
And the problem
never did
there,
that.
No, I never did that either.
You guys have never done that?
No.
I did 21 shots of energy drink on my 21st.
Oh my God, I'm surprised you didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah, that sounds actually very unhealthy.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? It was a double shot glass too, so it was really 21 double shots.
Jesus. Stay awake for like 6
hours. Of caffeine rock poisoning. Star energy drink, yeah. Ugh. College, you know? but no, my best friend did not pace himself whatsoever. And we got to shot 15 maybe, and it was bad. It was like we had to take him home. It was not great.
Okay, and what kind of alcohol was it?
It was all sorts of, like, just various shots. Ugh. People were buying him shots.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so bad it was idea. Like the whiskey, vodka, you
oh
know,
my gosh.
Yeah, just mixing it all over the
that's
board.
Smart.
Oh God, and that's like so he bad.
And I was there, like, trying to be like, hey, we need to pace ourselves. We need to pace ourselves. And there was one guy there. I'll never forget. It's a dude named Bobby. It was his friend from Iowa. He drove down for his birthday and literally freaking did, like, kept buying him shots. Even when I was like, all right, we're going to take like 15 minutes off. What are you writing down, Mo?
I have to.
Don't say it out loud.
Blank so bad.
Oh, you have to pee so bad.
Yeah.
Okay, why? I'm definitely saying that out loud.
Like, so, it's like...
Well, I thought you... Did you not go?
I didn't.
Well, we'll give you...
Yeah, why don't you go? Okay, you got guys... immunity. Yeah, we definitely won't talk about you while you're gone. No. And you know she's not going to download this podcast to listen back to what we said. So
no,
we can literally
no
say
means.
Whatever we want.
All right, she go might pee. Just be
hurry
leaving.
Up. Hurry up.
She might
come
be
right
leaving.
Back. I feel like we got to play a prank. I was literally telling her today that we have not... Because we did the bit today on the air about pranks.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we haven't pranked... We haven't pulled a prank in here in a while.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got nothing. You know I retired from pranks.
Okay, but did you retire from doing pranks?
Yeah.
I know you've retired from being...
Yeah, I can never retire from being pranked because you guys have pranked me
that
since.
That is true, yeah.
I've retired from doing pranks.
Yeah, didn't it's the one... My parents, because they listen to every episode, right?
It was the one where I came in and you guys were just asking
questions. My parents laughed so... They were like, that was the funniest thing we've ever listened to.
Well, thanks a lot. Mr. and Mrs. Huff, I thought we were friends, and it turns out you guys just like to bully me too, like your son does. So
are
whatever.
You not friends with them anymore?
I don't know. Sounds like I'm not if they're just laughing at me. Plus, they haven't returned any of my phone calls.
Why?
Why don't you ask them?
Do you want me to ask them?
You should ask them.
Maybe, should I get Mel to ask them too?
What are you thinking here?
Am I supposed to know?
You're just asking questions again.
Okay. I was having a conversation with my buddy the other day, and... The phrase any given Sunday came up. So I made a reference. I was like, oh, Oliver Stone. And we were talking about football, right?
Yeah.
And we proceeded to have an entire conversation about football, or at least he did. And I was like contributing to the conversation, but while subtly dropping Oliver Stone.
What if that's the prank? Hypothetically, I'm away. What if we did random athletes? How many random athletes can we mention?
In
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jeez, that was fast. Well done. Well done.
I'm a fast speaker. You're
like Jackie Joyner Kersee. My goodness.
I know. I was going to say Usain Bolt.
Yeah, but... you're like the Michael Jordan of going to the bathroom.
Yes, I am. And I washed my hands.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or maybe the Rob Baroness, because she... Did you go number two or number one?
Of course I went number one.
Oh, then the Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the Derrick Rose then.
Oh, right. Sure.
Because Chicago ties.
Yeah.
Nice. What did I miss? What did you guys talk about?
I mean, really, well, we started...
We started talking about how I'm not friends with Austin's parents anymore.
Yeah. And, well, and then we got up, went off on a tangent about Hasheem Thabeet. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was a very random conversation about UConn basketball players.
Yeah.
So Rip Hamilton was one of our favorite ones.
Yeah, Tim Biakabwabutuka.
That's a poll. I haven't even thought of that guy in
years. You're making that name up.
No, that's a real name. Tim Biakabwabutuka?
Yeah. Emeka Okafor? What?
No.
Charlie Villanueva?
Emeka Okafor is a real person, too.
Charlie Villanueva?
Well, that one sounds Villanueva, I've heard.
Oh, because his name's Charlie?
No. No, but...
Tim Biakabwabutuka, yeah.
How do you spell that?
T-I-M? Come on, duh.
I'll see you right here, Mo.
Okay.
Oh, he's a running back.
Yeah, he was a running back with the Panthers.
I thought we were talking about UConn players.
Oh, no, I was just...
Did he go to UConn?
I don't know, did he? He went to...
He
went to Michigan.
If he was a Panther.
He was a Michigan, great.
Jake DeLone?
Yeah, ooh, Jake DeLone.
He's a good player.
Ooh, Steve Berline?
Jonathan Stewart?
I don't know. Wow, I missed a very, very interesting conversation.
Yeah. This is really all it was.
Steve Smith, also a Carolina Panther. I'm sorry, we're going off on a tangent of Carolina Panthers for some odd reason.
DJ Moore.
Mel, what are you up to this weekend?
Porter wants to go to another Cars and Coffee in Rockford.
The next Jeff Gordon over there.
Yeah, Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
Even. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to...
And I'm going to the St. Jude Dream event.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun.
Ooh, yeah. like the dream team.
Like the dream team.
Yeah, Christian.
Christian Laettner was on
Christian Laettner.
Magic Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name anybody on the team?
Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Larry Bird?
One of Magic Johnson. What about Chicago? Chicagoan.
Derrick Rose?
No.
No. Earlier. Played alongside.
Michael Jordan?
Played alongside him.
Yeah.
What's the first letter of the first name?
S.
Steve Kerr.
Ooh, no, good guess,
good
though.
Good pull,
but no.
Nope. Other very famous player that played alongside Michael Jordan. Last name starts with P.
He has his own whiskey. His ex-wife is now dating Michael Jordan's son. Or was dating. They broke up.
Oh, my gosh. What's K?
Sk. Has a name very similar to somebody that we work with.
Scott.
Keep going.
Scott.
Got
most fun in the afternoons with
Scotty. Last name rhymes with Tippin.
Mel. Oh, Scotty Pippin.
Oh my gosh, Mel.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know. That name escaped you.
I really gave you the alley oop on that one, like Rodman, you did not dunk that one well.
No, I
didn't. You didn't pull a Shaq and dunk it well.
Personal foul.
I didn't. Why didn't I think of his name?
Technical foul.
You're just now naming penalties?
I'm just naming fouls. Foul ball. Foul. Just a bird.
Randy Johnson killed a bird.
Randy Johnson did kill a bird. Did you ever see that video?
No. Did he even shoot at it?
No.
No, he was throwing a fastball and it got away from the...
Bird flew by right as the pitch was coming through. 100 mile per hour fastball.
About that.
Bird exploded.
Ew.
I know.
Not Larry Bird.
Right.
Gross.
And not Marlin Bird.
Ooh.
Boy, talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Poor bird.
Poor Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson scarred. The big unit. Not to be confused with the Big Hurt.
Ooh, Big Hurt. Do you know who the Big Hurt is?
Chicago. Ryan Hurd?
No, Big Hurt.
Big Hurt.
That's what we should call Ryan Hurd.
We should call Ryan Hurd the Big Hurt.
We should call him the Big Hurt.
That makes so much sense. Let's do a Photoshop with him looking like really jacked with a baseball bat.
I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to text it to him.
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing it. The Big Hurt, Chicago, very famous Chicago athlete.
Chicago played for the White Sox.
Bo Jackson?
90s, early 2000s.
Bo Jackson's a good pull.
Bo Jackson's a great pull.
No, played first base with an MVP in the 90s for the White Sox. Big guy.
Big Reggie. Black guy.
Mm-mm. What year?
It was in the 90s and early 2000s. First name started with F.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah. There we go. There it is. Yeah, you got me that poster.
I did.
Still hanging in the office.
It is confusing if I say first base because you're going to think Paul Konerko.
Well, that's exactly where Mel's mind probably went.
Or she went.
That's why it took her so long. She's like, I'm clearly going right to Paul Konerko.
Or classic Tadahito Iguchi.
Sorry. I thought you were about to say Hisop Choi.
Mm. Remember what team he played for?
No clue.
He actually represented the Dodgers in the Home Run Derby.
He did.
Hisop.
He
did.
My brother was at the game where he collided with Kerry Wood.
Wait, really?
Against, my brother was at the Cubs game. It was against the Yankees. There was a pop fly. I think it was a foul ball. Hisop Choi and Kerry Wood went on after it. They collided. Hisop fell to the ground, hit his head. There was a long delay when they brought him out. And my brother went, dead. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Jay Williams, recently drafted by the Chicago Bulls, turns around and goes, ha. A few weeks later, Jay Williams gets into a very tragic motorcycle accident, never plays basketball again.
Oh, my gosh.
Dead. Not dead.
Shouldn't have laughed at it.
Yeah, wait, do you think that's why?
Karma.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a weird story. I mean, you have to admit some of the most horrific injuries, you know, are caught during games.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, tell me if I have the name right. He played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Was it college? Kevin White?
Kevin Ware. Kevin White, former Bears wide receiver.
Mel?
Good job, Mel.
What a pool. That is,
I didn't get the name right, for one,
know of that injury, March Madness.
Yeah.
You know of that injury, mm-hmm. and you were, I'll give you credit on that. I will give you all the extra credit for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
For knowing that.
Thank you.
Kevin Ware.
Remember that? I think because that injury stuck in my head.
I think it stuck in everyone's, and it stuck out of his leg.
Ugh, so gross.
Then Paul George had a very similar injury a few years later.
Mel, while you were going to the bathroom, Kyle and I were trying to think of a prank to prank you with. And literally the best thing we could come up with was just naming random athletes nonstop. See how many random athletes we could get to. But we should count them up. We should go back and count up how
That
many.
Was a prank?
It wasn't even really a prank.
I think it was just more fun for us.
Yeah. It was more of like an activity.
I know. This. I sort of felt like that whole time. I'm like, we're doing a sports podcast right now.
Yeah, right.
Well, then you pulled out Kevin Ware. I was like,
And then you pulled out, Kevin White, Kevin Ware. And you also threw out another one. Oh, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr
was a good one.
That was a good pull.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Patrick Ewing was another member of the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
We could have referenced Charles Barkley. Vince Carter was on a later version.
With the Redeem Team, right?
He might have been on the Nightmare Team or whatever they called it.
Oh, the team that did really bad.
Yeah. That had a lot of random players on it. Jason Jefferson.
Mel, who's your favorite Olympian all time?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, my God.
You better say Simone Biles, Chicago resident.
Or Dominique Montiano, Melissa, friend of the show.
I do love both of them. It might be Shaun White.
Oh, Shaun White.
More of an X Games.
Flying Tomato.
Yeah.
He even got his own clothing line.
I was a Shaun Johnson fan.
Yeah.
Olympic gymnast. Oh, wait.
Shaun Johnson. Shaun Johnson lives in Nashville now with her ex-NFL husband.
Wait, they're broken up?
No. He's ex-NFL.
Ugh.
He's not in the NFL anymore.
I mean, I'm married, but.
Yeah. She's cute. Her and her husband make a lot of content online now. They're like TikTokers. Influencers.
One of my first things I did on radio was the summer between my junior and senior year. I was still down at U of I. Went on the radio and said, look, Shaun Johnson, I'm available. She didn't take me up on it.
No.
So lost opportunity for her.
Yeah. I guess she wasn't listening.
Nastia Lukin was, and she called, and I was like, not a chance.
Nastia Lukin. You know, you did that. Well, who's the one girl that makes the face?
Oh, Michaela Maroney.
Michaela Maroney. Dang.
I didn't even remember that one.
All right, Megan Maroney or Michaela Maroney? One's got to go.
Ooh.
You guys know my answer. Because I'm into brunettes over blondes.
Mm. Yeah. So your Megan Maroney's got to go.
Megan Maroney's got to go. I love you, but got to go.
Mm.
Even though my wife is a blonde.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday in Geneva.
We were.
About how, like, literally, what were you doing? You shared a story about a friend that wasn't attracted to someone until they kissed.
Yeah.
And then once she kissed, then it was like, you said sparks flew.
Sparks flew. And then she was surprised. And I thought, wow, that's got to be incredibly unique. It just seems more like something that would happen in a rom-com as opposed to real life. So when I heard her tell me that story, I was like, really?
How long ago was that she told you that?
She just told me that like a year, not even a year ago.
Oh, really?
And I think maybe she told me the story once before, but they've been together for almost 8 years.
Okay, so having known that, and you as a single woman, would you go into a relationship where maybe you're not feeling it, but you want to see if something changes after you kiss or something like that?
I just
couldn't bring yourself around to locking lips.
I don't think my brain works like that. I really don't. And so I tried the whole, I like somebody, maybe they'll grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
Thing.
Like you like them enough to be in a relationship
to
with
date them for a while and they'll grow on you to the point where you really love.
Sure.
No. Everybody Kevin always love. Says give it time. It'll grow. Love grows. Tried it. Didn't work.
So you would never kiss someone unless you absolutely like them?
Probably not.
Never been kissed. Drew Barrymore.
That's okay. That's not part of the game.
It's just a film.
Yeah, that's just a movie. Born on the 4th of July, Oliver Stone.
Drew Gooden.
Could you guys kiss somebody that you didn't find attractive?
Yeah, well, I'm married.
1,000%.
Well, if so you weren't
married. Wait, didn't find attractive or didn't like weren't attracted to? Because that's
different.
You
weren't attracted to. They were nice. You're out on a date, but you really weren't attracted to them.
If I was single, yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
It depends. When I was younger, probably, yeah. At my age now, I don't know. I mean, I am married, so I wouldn't do it if I was still married, obviously. Yeah. But like hypothetically, if I'm single.
Hypothetically, yeah, just hypothetically.
Hypothetically,
for you guys.
I'm single.
Mary Lou Retton. Married.
Hypothetically. Greg Louganis. Hypothetically, I'm single. I'll take that back. Yeah, I would kiss.
Yeah.
I like kissing.
Can you tell me why you guys would do that?
I don't know.
I like kissing. That's why.
Yeah. Hey, if kissing is a crime.
Hey, look, then lock me up. Lock me up and throw away that key. Swallow that key. And my tongue. It's a French kiss.
It's a French kiss.
Yeah.
There we go. Tony Parker. French.
Tony Parker.
Oh, my God.
He's trying for something.
I was trying to think of an athlete with the last name of France or something.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Nothing. Anyway. All right. So to every guy listening right now, sorry, you won't kiss Mel unless you impress her.
And no one said anything about impressing.
Oh, no, you won't kiss Mel unless you're attractive. Crazy.
Yeah, you got to be attractive.
You got to be attractive to me.
You got to be a good-looking person.
Got to be good-looking.
Well, to me.
And if Mel's not attracted to me, then good luck, buddies.
Buddy Garrity, Friday Night Lights.
Now you're just naming actors again.
Yeah, he was technically a character in the show when he played sports.
All right, on the way out the door.
So every time you throw out a word, like Kyle, you're going to just come out with a sports athlete?
I'm trying to. I'm trying my best.
Anything else?
No, anything from you. Do you have we need an athlete from you on the way out the door.
Any athlete? Or does it have to be from something that you said?
We'll do any athlete. Yeah, we're
the
not
most
gonna make...
random athlete you can think of right Ooh. Now.
Random?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are going to kill me. Mark Burley.
That's you no, always do the
no, 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 that is not. I'm not allowing that answer.
Yeah, you always
you reference Mark Burley at least once a month.
Yeah.
You reference Mark Burley it's more not, than okay, any okay, other.
Not the most random guy you can think of.
Chris Sale.
That's better.
Well, how am I naming him and you're not okay
kind of
with
recent,
it?
Kind of recent. Well, we go of, back in the
think
in
of somebody
the
in the 90s.
90s, early 2000s.
90s?
Yeah. Think back to your traffic reporter days. Mm-hmm. Who was the biggest athlete then?
Ooh, good 90s? Question.
Yeah.
You named one earlier, Mark from the Cubs.
I didn't name him, but I know who you're thinking of. Like, you got there.
Like Willie Mo Pena.
He was the hit leader in the 90s.
Yes, yes. Mark.
He was first baseman for the Cubs.
Yes, he was. Mark.
Come on.
What's the letter of his first letter of his last name?
I'm not going to give you that, but yeah. I am going to say.
It's a woman's name.
Yeah, it's a woman's name.
That is
It can also be used to describe worship.
In religion.
In religion.
Yeah.
Come with.
I want to be like blank Kelly.
Ooh, I don't even know what song that is. Mark, dang it, it's on the tip of my tongue. Wasn't he blonde?
No, he had short hair.
He was really short.
Kind of. He had some DUIs, bringing back to that conversation at the beginning.
There you go. Yeah, Slump Buster, known for the Slump Buster comments he made.
Played on the Arizona Diamondback. Shout out Craig Council, mm-hmm. Tony Womack.
We should
probably
hint?
Say this before dinner.
I know. Can you give me another hint?
That was a good hint. You say it before dinner.
Oh, Grace.
There it is.
Jeez, man. Gosh. Shoot. It was there, but it wasn't there. I knew who I was talking about, though.
You did. I was proud of you.
Yeah. No, it was a great... It was, look, you were...
That was good for me.
It was a bit of a stretch, like Mark Mulder.
You know. I was going to say, like Dikembe Mutombo.
Mike Mussina.
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong. That's a
Lance Armstrong.
Figure. Lance Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
Olsen twins.
Olsen twins.
One of the Olsen twins dated Lance Armstrong.
No, she didn't.
Stop. Why is it every time I say this, nobody remembers this from pop culture?
Sheryl Crow.
Mizzou grad. Spoke at Meredith's
Sheryl
graduation.
Crow did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Olsen twin. Oh my gosh, I have looked this
Lance
up.
Lance Armstrong was warned against dating Ashley Olsen.
What do you mean warned against it? No, they actually.
Remember when Ashley Olsen dated Lance Armstrong? Tell all claims cyclist was warned to stay away. In a new tell all book about Lance Armstrong, it goes in
Ashley
depth
Olsen
about the.
Ashley Olsen dated Lance Armstrong until his handlers told him to end it, new book claims. Oh. Thank you. Do not. Test me on
I don't,
pop culture.
I don't remember that
Or
one.
Olsen twins facts.
Greg Olsen.
Oh, Greg Olsen.
Notice how we can't finish the podcast on like one of us saying something.
I know. Never.
No, I want Mel. I want you to have the last one.
Do you want to go get an Olsen Golden? It was a spin on Molson Golden Beer.
Okay. Mel, give us an athlete.
Oh, come on.
Come on, one
I just
more.
Did. I gave you Mark Grace.
Come on, give us
I
another one.
I love that
one.
Like she's already emptied out her
Come on,
file
you
folder.
Got another one. I can feel it in my bones.
Does it have to be baseball?
No.
Any sport.
Any sport.
It could be Olympics.
Oh, my
just got to be random.
You guys
Jeremy
know this
Lin.
This isn't my...
Linsanity.
This is not my thing, you guys.
Chandler Parsons.
David Bakhtiari.
Ooh. He played for the Packers.
I was going to say, I didn't know who that was.
Big Cat Williams. Bears offensive lineman.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant the comedian.
Babe Ruth?
Cat Williams.
What'd you say?
Babe Ruth?
No. Random, Mel.
Random.
Babe Ruth is one of the
most
famous.
Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio out.
I don't remember, you guys.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Garcia.
You guys are sports guys. This is like half of your life is sports. Like literally each of you, 50% of your life is like digging into sports.
Garrison Hurst.
Jeremy Shockey.
Jeremy Shockey?
Yeah. Went to the U.
David Tyree.
Ooh. David Terrell, former Bears wide receiver.
Mm.
Anthony A-Train Thomas.
I gave you
loved Anthony A-Train Thomas. He played for the Bears, right?
He did. Rookie of the year.
So did Curtis Enos.
Mm.
Enos. I wasn't sure what you said.
Peanut Tillman?
Oh my God, I was just going to say that. No, how dare you?
You didn't. So you still need one. Come on, Mel. Come on, Mel.
Come on, Mel. Lance Briggs. Mel.
Did you say Lance Bass?
Lance Briggs.
Oh, Lance Briggs. Come on.
First initial is your...
The first two letters
of your last name.
Steve McMahon.
Steve McMahon?
No, that's Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody
else.
That's Jim McMahon. Steve McMahon or McNair or something.
No, that's Steve McNair is a legendary Titans quarterback.
Oh, yeah, I did mess this up. Sorry, that was on me.
Steve McNair.
So I had Steve McNair.
I just
came up with Steve McNair.
I said Steve McNair
like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I said it like
not so long ago. Shit, that's why it was in my head. Steve.
The last part of his last name is a very famous first name.
I still don't know.
Very famous first name first of an name. Athlete.
Oh,
that you
Steve Michael?
Steve. Letters of your name. Last name.
McMichael?
There you go. We'll take it, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
Don't ever
make me do that again.
No, we will
not. Plus, that had to be so boring for everybody listening.
No, we've got things to do. So, yeah, certainly we won't make you do that ever.
No.
But I feel like I remembered Psalms.
Vince Wilfork.
It's like a miracle. Jack O'Connell?
No, that's not his name.
I was thinking of the hockey player from the 1980 Miracle team.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.